grieving shell-shocked folks at the magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris announcing their latest and widely anticipated issue this week were concerned in a news conference yesterday that they might be in something of a rut with another cover depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Classic Hebdo, for the publication intent on preserving its legacy as the fresh, outrageous, unsentimental, satirical renegade in the world.
It wasn't the front page that the world would have wanted us to have done, but it was the front page that we wanted. And it wasn't the one that the terrorists would have wanted, because there are no terrorists on it. There's just a man who's crying. Just a guy who's crying. It's Muhammad. I'm sorry, we've drawn him yet again, but the Muhammad that we have drawn is a man who's crying.
That's Reynald Lousier, the cartoonist for Charlie Hebdo, speaking through an interpreter. Some estimates of demand predict as many as 5 million copies of Charlie Hebdo may eventually be in circulation. The magazine sold out before daybreak in parts of Europe. Martin McEwen is the executive vice president of press distribution at LS Distribution North America. He joins us from his office in Montreal. Thanks for being with us.
Hello.
So this is absolutely unprecedented for Charlie Hebdo. In the internet era, isn't it surprising that so many people want an actual copy of this to hold as opposed to just downloading something?
I'm not sure. I think this is a keepsake issue. Generally, when there's a huge event that captures a lot of media attention, people do want something that they can hold on to and refer to at some point in the future.
How responsible do you have to be to the safety of people wandering up into newsstands? How much have you heard about this? What kind of steps do you have to take? Are you responsible for that at all?
We haven't had any real concerns from our retailers. Quite the contrary. Everybody's asking for more copies. Certainly nobody's asked to be cut off if they were receiving the magazine before.
You know, this is just like the backlash that happened on The Interview. At first, nobody wanted to see it because it was a bad movie, or it was, you know, it had a reputation of being kind of juvenile, which may be in part what Charlie Hebdo's reputation was. Then this happened. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants it. What kinds of crazy consequences does that have for you?
For us, it's really just been managing the demand. Charlie Hebdo had a very restrained distribution in North America up to this point.
Restrained? It was almost a collector's item up till now.
Fairly. We had about 100 copies going into Canada, where there's a fairly large French population, and virtually none going into the U.S. I think a couple subscription copies might have been going in, but that's really all. And now we're getting phone calls from pharmacy chains that have probably never touched a French magazine before asking if they can get copies.
Oh, that's completely amazing. So it might actually be there on the newsstands with, you know, the tabloids.
Yeah, the first run that we're getting is about 300 copies for the U.S., so it's still going to be very hard to find. But they are talking about doing a reprint, and we're hoping to get more copies in the next few days. From what we've heard from Paris this morning, they pretty much had a sellout on the first run in France. They had people lined up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning for copies across the country. So France is their home market. I think that's where they're concentrating, and they'll get copies to us as soon as they can.
So what do you think the subsequent demand will be as they continue the press run, having sold out a 5 million press run in the first go?
I wouldn't be surprised if they could sell 5 to 8 million copies across Europe. And probably, I think if we got everything we asked for, they could probably sell up to 50,000 in North America.
I see. Well, that sort of sets it in focus here. 50,000 in North America is different than 5 million across Europe. Do you think this changes your business in any way? And how much do you embrace controversy as a distributor, or do you want nothing to do with it? It's probably safer to have, you know, Katy Perry on the cover of a magazine than Muhammad.
As a distributor, we don't really take a position on the content of the magazines. As long as it's legal in the markets we're distributing in, we'll put it out. I don't think it's going to change our business a huge amount. We've had situations like this in the past with Princess Diana's death in Quebec. When we had a new pope, we have quite a bit of demand for magazines. So I'm not sure there will be a sustained impact for Charlie Hebdo from this, probably for a few issues, certainly. And I hope for their sake that it does pick up and they do manage to keep the magazine going for quite a bit longer.
Martin McEwen is Executive Vice President of Press Distribution at LS Distribution North America. He's responsible for getting the latest issue of Charlie Hebdo out to a much increased demand for the latest issue in North America. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.